Strange Adventure.
The bank teller looked up to find two bearded, weather-beaten faces at his window.
What can I do for you, gentlemen?
The tall, gangling man and his short, stocky companion were dressed in the rough clothing of the desert.
A check to cash, or do you wish to make a deposit?
The tall man lifted a canvas bag and placed it before the teller.
It ain't money, mister.
What's in it?
Diamonds.
You mean you've got a sack full of diamonds?
The banker opened the bag and found it half filled with uncut stones. The bank president joined the teller.
What's the matter, Walters? You seem excited about something.
Well, these men want to deposit these diamonds in our vault.
Oh, certainly. Oh, certainly, gentlemen. Yes, I'm George Alden, president of this bank. It's quite a tidy fortune you've brought here. Where did you get all this stuff?
Prospecting, out on the desert of peace. Shorty Gaines here is my partner. I'm Slim Sansone.
At last, Alden pried out the story of the find. But the prospectors were very careful to leave no clues as to the location of the diamond field. They also refused to sell an interest in the field to the banker. As soon as the men had gone, Alden took some of the stones to a jeweler for examination. The stones were genuine and should be worth quite a fortune. Alden began to evolve a plan for gaining control of the diamond field. He maneuvered Gaines and Sansone into phony business deals that didn't pay off. It was not long before the men paid Alden a visit.
Mr. Alden, Shorty may have been figuring. We'll sell you half interest in the diamond field.
The banker was eager, but he was also cautious.
Now, before I go into the deal, I want to be sure the field is rich enough to be worth the investment.
An investigator accompanied the men to the field, and Alden received a good report on the great discovery. The banker and the prospectors argued price for a while, then, with some reticence, Sansone and Gaines sold their shares of the property for over $500,000. Shortly after Alden took over the property, a government scientist and gem expert visited the field. He had no difficulty in finding stones, but by his observations, he made a discovery that changed the entire future of the field and the man who owned it. The gem expert walked through the diamond field. Diamonds were even lying on tops of bits of grass and leaf mold. He examined some of the gems and found that one of them bore a lapidary's mark. He reported his discovery to the banker. Alden was appalled at the news. All the stones were culls from lapidary shops and had little commercial value. Gaines and Sansone had salted the field with him and had chosen one of the biggest and smartest financial tycoons of the time as the victim of their swindle. Then they disappeared to spend their stolen wealth. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.